From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Planned Parenthood lawyers on Wednesday told a circuit court judge that the state is not following proper licensing procedures when assessing Missouri's only abortion clinic. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton reports, the organization alleges in a lawsuit that the state is using those inspection procedures to deny the clinic its license.
Planned Parenthood has asked Judge Michael Stelzer for a preliminary injunction that would bar the health department from delaying or denying a renewed license to the St. Louis clinic. Planned Parenthood says Missouri law states that to lose its license, the clinic would have to fail an inspection and then fail to correct any problems noted by the state. The group's attorney says state law does not allow officials to not renew it because they weren't able to interview clinic workers. But Missouri Health Director Randall Williams says the state needs to interview all physicians who work there in order to renew its license.
You'll have the best answer of trying to get to a better place if you actually talk to the people who deliver the care.
The judge issued a temporary restraining order that keeps the license in place while he considers the arguments. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Mississippi River is testing sandbag fortifications as high water levels make their way downstream. In St. Louis, the river isn't expected to crest until Friday, but river levels are already at the second highest on record. The city itself is well protected by a flood wall, but sandbagging was underway in suburban Belle Fountain neighbors. Along the Missouri River, dozens of levees have been overtopped or breached. That's caused water to rise in the cemetery in the small town of Hardin, where more than 1,000 bodies washed away in the massive 1993 flood. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers also says water levels are at record levels in Truman Lake. The roadway across the dam has been closed. The Columbia City Council is weighing in on what's considered fair for housing prices. The council approved a resolution Monday night defining housing as fair when a person pays no more than 30% of their gross monthly income on housing, including utilities. According to the Columbia, Missourian, Housing Programs Manager Randy Cole presented findings and recommendations by a Fair Housing Task Force report on fair housing impediments. Cole said they identified five categories impacting fair housing access in Columbia: housing disparities, opportunity, segregated living patterns, concentrated areas of poverty, and policy compliance. The task force aims to use fair housing data and community feedback to provide recommendations concerning fair housing policies, according to its website. North Central Columbia Neighborhood Association Board President Andrew Hutchinson said the North Central neighborhood supports the definition. Hutchinson also said the association finds it concerning that more than one-third of Columbia residents are paying more than 30% of their income on housing. He also estimated that out of 14,000 renters, 12,000 are housing cost burdened. Columbia Regional Airport will receive a $2.8 million grant to extend a runway, the U.S. Department of Transportation announced today. The grant is a part of the Federal Aviation Administration's Airport Improvement Program, according to a department news release. It is unclear which runway will be extended. The temporary closure of one runway in April to remove a bump caused the cancellation of several flights. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.